Welcome to Giants Online, driven by the Hestoy Truck. And joining us this week, he covers the Giants and the NFL for the New York Post, George Willis. And then we have Om Yongmyung-suk from ESPN.com. And George, stabilizing win for the Giants last week, but it is a different class that they have to deal with this week with the undefeated Patriots.
Absolutely. The Patriots appear to be the class of the NFL. So it's the kind of game where the Giants go in with basically very nothing to lose almost, because a lot of people don't expect them to win this game. Play well, don't get any injuries, be competitive. That might be all you can ask for.
But do you, Tom Coughlin is 5-1 lifetime against Bill Belichick, going back to his time in Jacksonville and Belichick in Cleveland. Do you believe in a little of that karma?
Yeah, I mean, they won their last three games against them. It feels a little bit like 2007 again, undefeated Patriots coming in, Giants looking to have, they need something to prove, something to really kind of put their team on, something to really rally around, and this could be that type of win. Maybe that could change their season around. But, of course, there's no Tuck. There's no OC. There's no Strahan. You still have Spags, but really, I think this is the type of game that they need to really have everything working for them to pull this one out.
George, one of the really cool stories is Jason Pierre-Paul last week and what he was able to do, considering the severity of the injury that he had in the accident. I mean, look, was it, you know, a smart thing that happened to him? It doesn't really matter. I mean, at this point in time, this is a guy that came back from a lot of adversity when a lot of people thought he might not ever play again.
Right. You know, it was seemed like to be a very slim chance of him playing at all this season. And then to come back and make a contribution this early in the year where there's still a lot of football to play, I think it's great to have him back, and I think he's going to make an impact, yes.
I think it's really strange to put so much pressure on JPP, because just a few weeks ago we wondered if the guy would play again. And really, we had to keep things in perspective about, you know, he was lucky to be alive after such an accident. But now, after seeing how he played, and this week in particular against Tom Brady, the fact that he gets the ball out so fast, he has so many weapons, and this pass rush has to get to Brady quick, I think JPP really has to set the tone early for this team. This team has only had 9 sacks the entire season, 1 sack per game, basically. They've got to get to Brady, and I think JPP has to set the tone and somehow hit Brady.
Yeah, I mean, it's last in the NFL in sacks. And, you know, one of the things is the Patriots' offensive line has gone through a wide array of injuries in their own right. Now, that's why Brady gets the ball out quickly. But maybe they can make something happen and be disruptive in this game.
I think with JPP back in, it helps all the other defensive linemen. In other words, they have to account for him somehow. He might not get 1-2 sacks, but if he can influence the play, if he can free up his teammates, if he can make the Patriots think about him, then maybe they do disrupt some things with the Patriots offense. I mean, that's about the only chance they have.
And we saw his impact at the end of the game last week. Yeah. I mean, he didn't get sacks, but he forced Winston to hurry up his thought process.
Right, and you think he should get stronger now after that first week, because that first week we were wondering, what is his win going to be like? How is his conditioning going to be? And you know what? He did say he was going to be the same JPP. He didn't look too far off. I mean, obviously he did not get a sack, but he did get 2 quarterback hits, I believe. So if he can somehow maybe force a double team on him, maybe get some more attention to him, that would create something else for somebody else like Cullen Jenkins. And I do think the Patriots losing Deion Lewis, for example, also bodes well for the Giants, because that's another dynamic playmaker that can really get a short pass from Brady and Brady and get that ball out quick.
Conventional wisdom says run it, kill a lot of clock, don't let them get the ball, which is what the Giants did, especially in Super Bowl 42. Mm-hmm. But the Giants don't have that kind of defense to play that kind of game. Do they need to play more of a game like the Saints game? And, hey, let's face it, we just got to go for touchdowns because we know they're going to score.
Well, that's who they are. I mean, they're not going to be the type of team that's going to run the ball and try to hold it and grind it out. I don't think the Giants are that kind of team. I think they have to go for it. They have to score points. They have to get it to their playmakers and Beckham, and it's no secret. They have to put points on the board. They almost have to match the Patriots shot for shot. And if they can do that, maybe they have a chance in the fourth quarter if they can get a turnover or two. I think that's more how they're looking at this game.
Yeah, it's not going to be a 17-14 game where the defense comes up big with the last stop. You worry about Bill Belichick taking away Odell Beckham Jr. because if you're looking from the Patriots angle, just take this guy away, make it a Reuben Randall game, make Eli throw to other people. The running game, yeah, it's like a four-headed monster right now. I think the Giants should get Shane Vereen involved in this game. Of course, you got Vereen going up against this old team. He'll be motivated. But you're right. It's going to be air it out for Eli. They're going to have to score a lot of points in order to have any chance to win this game.
And he's not bulletproof because, you know, in week one when they went against the Steelers with Le'Veon Bell out, you know his objective was to take Antonio Brown out of the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He had 184 yards.
You're right.
Prediction for this week?
I think the Patriots win. I probably see it about 32-14, maybe something like that. I don't see the Giants scoring a bunch of points. I think they're going to put a lot of pressure on themselves to score, and I think that's going to result in some turnovers. So I see probably the Patriots by two touchdowns at least.
I think the Giants are going to play well in this game for some reason, and I think they're going to be in it in the fourth quarter. I just can't get that game out of New Orleans out of my mouth, that bad taste of seeing Drew Brees just shred them. Yeah. I think the Patriots are going to pull this one out, but I think it's going to be closer than people think. 31-24, Patriots.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. George Willis, Om Yong Mik Suk, joining us here on our online segment.